Parshas Vayeschanan. Vayeschanan el Hashem, and I daven to Hashem to allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael, but Esahi at that time, Lemar saying. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word Vayeschanan. Either Vayeschanan is one of the 10 Lashonois, one of the 10 expressions of Tefillah. Vayeschanan el Hashem, and I daven to Hashem in order to allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael. Rashi's second pshat is, Vayeschanan is from the Lashon of Chinom, for free. I asked Hashem for a matnas chinam, for a free gift, to allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael. And although tzaddikim have many schusim, and they could rely on their schusim to deservingly receive the reward of Hashem, however, tzaddikim do not rely on their schusim, and they ask for a matnas chinam, for a free gift. As the Imre Shefer explains, it is because the tzaddikim are humble, and they feel that their deeds do not merit reward, and therefore they ask for a matnas chinam. Or, as the Mesiach Ilmim explains, that they wish to preserve their due reward la'asad lavai for the next world, and therefore ask for a matnas chinam in this world. And Moshe davened to Hashem bo'isahi at that time. Which time is the pasuk referring to? It is referring to the time after the conquest of Sichon va'Og. Moshe thought that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to lead Klal Yisrael to victory over Sichon va'Og, maybe this shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore not allowing him to enter Eretz Yisrael was nullified, because he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to lead Klal Yisrael to victory over Sichon va'Og. And the victory over Sichon va'Og was in a way the beginning of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, because the land of Sichon va'Og was the land of Eivor HaYarden, the land that the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven lived in. So Moshe thought, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to lead Klal Yisrael to victory over this land, maybe the neder that Hashem made not allowing him to enter Eretz Yisrael was nullified. And therefore he davened to Hashem bo'esahi at that time after the destruction of Sichon va'Og. And the pasuk says that he davened to Hashem lemar saying, what is the meaning of the word lemar? Rashi tells us that Moshe asked Hashem to give him an answer to his tefillah. Let me know if you will allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael. And this is one of the three places where Moshe asked Hashem to give him an answer to the tefillah. Let me know what your response is. And Moshe continued his tefillah by saying, Hashem Elohim, which Rashi says means Rachum Bedin, Hashem, who although he sits in judgment, is Rachum, is merciful. And Rashi learns like this because we see two names of Hashem in this pasuk, one representing Din and one representing Rachmonus. And the Mefarshim explained two ways how we see the two names of Hashem here. The first way is that the first word in the Pasuk is the name of Hashem of Adnus, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. This name represents Din and Mishpat, judgment. The next word in the Pasuk is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of Hashem that represents Rachmonus. Since we see over here both names of Hashem, the name of Hashem which represents Din and the name which represents Rachmonus, therefore Rashi says it means Rachum Bedin. Although Hashem is sitting in judgment, he still has Rachmonus. Another pshat given by the Mefarshim is that we see both Rachmonus and Din in the second word in the Pasuk. The letters spell Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents Rachmonus. However, the vowels, the Nekudais, under this name is like Elohim, because under the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, there is a Segoil under the Yud, a Cholim over the Hei, and a chirik under the vav. And those are the vowels of Elohim. And we actually pronounce this word Elohim when we read it, Hashem Elohim. So since it is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Rachmonis, and it is vowelized and pronounced Elohim, which is Din, Rashi says this teaches us Rachum Bedin. Moshe said that although you sit in judgment, have mercy upon me with your name that represents mercy, and allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael. So you, Hashem, who is Rachum Bedin, Ata Hachiloisa Laharisis Avdecha, you have begun to show your servant, as Godlecha, your greatness, Ves Yodecha Hachazoka, and your strong hand. You have begun to show me your greatness by conquering Sichon Va'oig, Asha Mi'el Bashamayim Va'oretz, because which power is in the heaven or earth, Asha Yasech HaMa'asecha V'chigvur Esecha, that can do like your deeds and your mighty acts. And since you have begun to show me your power by allowing me to see the conquering of Sichon va'Og, continue to allow me to see the conquering of the 31 kings of Canaan. That is the simple meaning in the pasuk. However, Rashi tells us another pshat, and he says, "Ata hachiloisa laharis es avdecha, you have begun to show your servant that tefillah helps, because by the avera of the egel, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'ato hanichali, and now leave me alone, and I will destroy Klal Yisrael. What did you mean by saying hanichali, leave me? Was I holding on to you that you had to say hanichali, leave me alone? But rather the pshat was that you said hanichali, leave me alone, and don't daven to me, because if you daven, your tefilos will help. And this is the pshat in the pasuk. Moshe said, "Ata hachiloisa, you have begun laharis as avdecha to show your servant that tefila helps. By the egel, you showed me that tefila helps, and therefore I am davening to you now to allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael." And the pasuk continues according to the second pshat, "Es gadlecha, you showed me your greatness," which means that you showed me midas tuvcha, your midah of goodness, the yud gibel midos which you are known by, rachum, mechanon, erech apayim. And you showed me your hand, which is open to the whole world to accept anybody who does tshuva. Hachazaka, you showed me that you overpower your midas hadin hachazaka, your midas hadin that is very strong. Asher mi'el b'shamayim uva'oretz asher yaseh chima'asecha v'chigvurasecha. Because which power is in the heaven and earth that can do like your deeds and your mighty acts? You are not like a melech basav adam. You are not like a human king. Because if a human king wants to do chesed with a person, he must first okay it with his advisors and with his cabinet members. However, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are different. If you want to do something, there is nobody stopping you. And therefore, I am asking you to please allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael. Ebro no, please let me cross the Yarden, the Ere, and I shall see Es Ha'oretz HaToivo, the good land, Asher Be'eva HaYarden, that is on the other side of the Yarden, the western side of the Yarden. Ha'or HaToivo Zeh, this good mountain, referring to Yerushalayim, V'Halavonoin, and the Levonoin, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is known by the name Levonoin, from the word Lavon, white, because through bringing the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, the sins of Klal Yisrael turn white. Vayisaber Hashem bi, and Hashem filled himself with anger against me, l'manchem, because of you. It was because of you that I sinned. Because when I was looking for the correct stone to bring forth water from, you said, what's the difference which stone it is? Any stone is good. And I told you, Shimu na ha-marim, listen now, you rebellious people. I called you marim, and therefore I was punished that I cannot enter Eretz Yisrael. It was only because you provoked me that I called you marim. And therefore, it is lemanchem, because of you, that I cannot enter Eretz Yisrael. V'lo shoma elai, and Hashem did not listen to my tefillah. V'yemer Hashem elai, and Hashem said to me, Rav Lach, enough for you, don't daven anymore. Al toisiv daber elai oid badover hazeh, do not continue to speak to me about this topic. Do not daven anymore, because I do not want people to say, Harav kamakosho, how harsh is this Rebbe that does not listen to his Talmud. And also, how persistent is the Talmud that does not take no for an answer. Therefore, don't daven to me about this topic anymore. Another pshat in the words Rav Lach, Rashi says, is that Moshe, you should not be upset that you are not entering Eretz Yisrael, because Rav Lach, a lot more is in store for you in the next world, in Olam Haba. And therefore, don't worry about the fact that you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. I once heard an interesting pshat in the words Ebrono and Rav Lach. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that the years of our life number 70. At this time, Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old. Therefore, he exceeded the normal lifespan by 50 years. That is why he said to Hashem, since you have already permitted me to exceed the normal lifespan by 50 years, Ebro, let me go over and exceed the normal lifespan a bit more and enter No, because the letters Nun Aleph is 51. Let me live into my 51st year, so that I will be able to see the good land of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told him, Rav, let it suffice to you that you have Lach. The numerical value of Lach is 50. Let it suffice to you that you have these 50 years. I cannot give you any more years, because it was already decreed that you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem told Moshe, Alei Rosh HaPiska, go to the top of the cliff, V'sa'inecha, and raise your eyes, Yoma, and look at the west of Eretz Yisrael, V'tzafona, and the north, V'seimona, and the south, U'mizracha, and the east, U're'eve'inecha, and see Eretz Yisrael with your eyes, Ki lo sa'avor sa'yardin azeh, because you will not pass over this Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. You asked me for two things. You asked me to enter Eretz Yisrael, like you said, Ebrono, and you also asked me to see Eretz Yisrael, like you said, Ve'ere es ha'oretz ha'toivo. I cannot allow you to enter Eretz Yisrael, but I could allow you to see Eretz Yisrael. Not only the two places that you mentioned, Yerushalayim and the Mokam HaMikdash, but I will allow you to see the whole Eretz Yisrael, the east, the west, the north, and the south. V'tzavis Yeshua, and command Yeshua to be Soivel Klal Yisrael, although they are difficult people. V'chaskeu v'yamitzeu, and strengthen Yeshua, because maybe he is thinking that just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, did not enter Eretz Yisrael because Klal Yisrael caused him to sin, so too he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Ki hu yavor lefnei omazeh, because he will pass before the nation. V'hu yanchel oisom es ha'oretz asher tira, and he will cause them to inherit this land that you see. And this will only be if he passes before the nation, like the pasuk says, ki hu yavor, he must go ahead of the nation. Then they will be victorious. However, if he does not go ahead of Klal Yisrael will lose the war, like we see further on by the war against Ai. Klal Yisrael lost the war when Yehoshua did not go before them. Vaneshev Bagai, and we stayed in the valley Mul Beis Pa'or, opposite Beis Pa'or. And while we were there, you Klal Yisrael sinned and worshipped Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave your sin, even though it was the terrible Avera of Avodah Zarah. Like the next Pasuk says, V'yatu Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Shema el HaChukim vel HaMishpotim, listen to the Chukim and Mishpotim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still considered Klal Yisrael his nation. However, my Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not forgive, and I was not able to enter Eretz Yisrael. And after admonishing Klal Yisrael up to this point, Moshe Rabbeinu now repeats some of the mitzvahs stated in the earlier Svarim, and tells us some new mitzvahs that were not said earlier. V'yati Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Shema Elach Chukim Ve'la Meshpotim, listen to the Chukim and Meshpotim, Asher Anochi Melamed Eschem Lasos, which I am teaching you to do. L'ma'an Tichyu, in order that you should live, Uvosem, and come, V'rishtem Es Ha'oretz, and inherit the land, Asher Hashem Elokei Aviseichem Noisen Lochem, that Hashem, the God of your fathers, is giving to you. Loisoy Sifu, you should not add al adover Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem to the thing that I am commanding you. V'loy sigru mimenu, and do not subtract from it. Do not add to the mitzvahs, and do not subtract from the mitzvahs. Because the Torah is perfect, and you do not need to add to it or to subtract from it. Lishmar es mitzvahs Hashem alekechem, to watch the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, asher anochi mitzava eschem, that I am commanding you. What does it mean you should not add or subtract from the mitzvahs? Rashi gives three examples. His first example is tefillin. We know inside the tefillin there are four parshiyos, four chapters. The parsha of Shema, Vahoyim Shemaya, Kadesh, and Vahoyah Kiviyachol. If somebody makes a pair of tefillin with five parshiyos in it, then he has added to the mitzvah. If one makes a pair of tefillin with three parshiyos, he has subtracted from the mitzvah. A second example that Rashi says is the mitzvah of lulav. By the mitzvah of lulav, a person has to take four minim, four species, the lulav, the esrig, hadasim, and aravos. If somebody takes five species, he has added to the mitzvah. If he takes three species, he has subtracted from the mitzvah. And Rashi's third example is the mitzvah of tzitzis. By the mitzvah of tzitzis, one must put four strings through every corner on a four-corner begin. If somebody puts five strings through the corner, he has added to the mitzvah. If somebody puts three strings through one corner, then he has subtracted from the mitzvah. That is the isser of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. And the Pasuk said in Pasuk Aleph, that if you keep the mitzvahs, then you will live and enter the land. However, if you will not keep the mitzvahs, you will die. And you yourselves see that the ones who keep the mitzvahs live, and the ones who do not die. Because einechem harois es asher osa Hashem b'Baal Pa'or. Your eyes have seen what Hashem did by Baal Pa'or. Ki kol ish asher holach achrei Baal Pa'or. Because every person that went after Baal Pa'or, hishmido Hashem alekecha mikirbecha, Hashem destroyed him from among you. However, va'atem ha'devekim b'Hashem alekechem, you who attached yourself to Hashem your God, and you did not worship Baal Pa'or, chayim kulchem hayoim, you all are alive today. So you yourselves see that the ones who keep the mitzvahs are the ones that will live. There is an interesting drush from the Panim Yafos, the Hafla, on the words va'atem ha'devekim b'Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem hayoim. Concerning the pasuk, rifus tehelus arecho, it will be health to your navel. The Zohar says that in Shema there are 248 words corresponding to the limbs of a man. And when one reads Shema properly, each word heals a limb. Actually, there are only 245 words in the entire Shema. And to attain the number 248, the Chazan repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem, adding the word Emes. Hearing it from the Chazan is considered equivalent of saying it individually, and therefore everyone brings health to his body through the 248 words of the Shema. The letters in the word Atem can be rearranged to spell the word Emes. Therefore, the Pasuk is alluding to the teaching of the Zohar, namely, the Atem, by taking the word Atem, which spells Emes, Hadevekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, and attaching it to the words Hashem Elokeichem, the final two words of the last portion of Shema. Chayim Kulchem Hayoim, you are alive today, since all your limbs will be benched with good health. Let us go back now on the Rashi's from the beginning of the parasha. For Eschanon, Ein Chinon b'chol mokom el loshon matnas chinon. The word chinon all over means a matnas chinon, a free gift. Even though the tzaddikim can rely upon their good deeds and say that they deserve receiving this present from Hashem, they only ask Hashem for a free gift. And where did Moshe know that he could ask for a free gift? Because Hashem said to him after the Avera of the Egel, V'chanoisi, and I will show favor to the ones I want to show favor to. And this can also mean, V'chanoisi, I will give a matnas chinam, a free gift, eis asher ochoin, to the ones that I want to give a free gift to. Amaloi b'loshen avos chanan, therefore, Moshe took up HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this, and he said a loshen avos chanan, which means that I am asking for a matnas chinam. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat, ze'echon me'asor loshonis shenekras tfilo. This is one of the 10 expressions that is called tfilo, k'de'isa b'sifri, like it says in the Sifri. And according to the Girsas HaGro, the 10 Lushoinois of Tfila are Tfila, Zako, Shavo, Naako, Rino, Pigia, Nipul, Atiro, Chiloi, and Chinun. So we see that Chinun is an expression of Tfila, Voeschanan el Hashem, and I davened to Hashem. And the Medrash Rabbah says that the numerical value of the word Voeschanan equals 515, and that teaches us that Moshe davened 515 prayers to Hashem to be permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why specifically 515 prayers? The Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Brochos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says an interesting calculation. The Meraglim returned with their evil report against Eretz Yisrael on the ninth day of Av. Since the people cried bitterly and refused to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem decreed that the entire nation between the ages of 20 and 60 should die in the Midbar. Annually, on the ninth day of Av, graves were dug and the people would sleep in them. In the morning, those who were alive would climb out of the graves, and those who had expired and died would be buried where they were. This went on for all the years in the Midbar. On the 40th year, graves were dug for people to sleep in, but surprisingly, they all emerged alive. The people began to wonder, maybe we made a miscalculation, and yesterday was not really the ninth day of Av. Therefore, they continued sleeping in the graves on the 10th day of Av, the 11th day, the 12th day, the 13th, and the 14th. When they noticed a full moon on the 15th day of Av, they were certain that the ninth day had already passed, and obviously the punishment was completed. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Kufchav Aleph Omen Aleph. Therefore, on the 15th day of Av, the Jewish people celebrated the fact that no one else will be punished because of the Avera of the Meraglim. And Moshe thought that this was the opportune time for him to daven for himself, that he should be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, since the rest of Klal Yisrael, the ones who were still alive, were permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Hebrew calendar, which is based on the lunar system, normally has 6 months of 29 days and 6 months of 30 days. From the month of Elul, which follows Av, till the month of Adar, in which Moshe passed away, there are 6 months. Counting three of them as full months of 30 days, and three as incomplete months of 29 days, there is a total of 177 days in those 6 months. Adding to this 16 days from the 15th to the 30th of the month of Av, and 7 days of the month of Adar until Moshe's death, there is a total of 200 days. A Jew is required to daven three times a day. In each prayer, he may include personal requests, except for on Shabbos, when personal requests are not allowed to be mentioned. Since in a 200-day period there are 28 Shabbosos, 172 days remain in which a person davens three times a day and may include his personal requests. which totals 516 tefillos. On the night of the 15th, after seeing the full moon, they realized that their averus were forgiven, and therefore they celebrated on the following day. Moshe also did not start davening on the night of the 15th, but rather on the next morning. So you can take away one tefillah. And if you count from the day of the 15th until the 7th day of Adar after Mincha, you come out with a total of 515 tefillahs. And that is what the Medrash means, Voeschanon, that Moshe davened 515 tefillahs. Zok Rashi, Bo'esahi, at that time I davened to Hashem. What does it mean, Bo'esahi? La'acher shekivashti eretz Sichem va'oy. After I captured the land of Sichem va'oy, domisi, it seemed to me, Shema hu Torah neder. Maybe the neder that is stated in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chav, Pasuk Yud Beis, when Hashem said, Lochein lo saviu, therefore I am making a neder that you will not bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, that neder seemed to me that it was nullified, because I am still alive by the capturing of Sichon Va'oik. And the Maskil of David asks, if the neder was nullified, why did Moshe have to daven, like the Pasuk says, Voeschanon, and I daven? And he answers that there were two decrees not allowing Moshe to enter Eretz Yisrael. One was the Shvuah after Moshe hit the rock, where Hashem said, Lochein lo saviu, therefore you will not bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. The other decree was in Mitzrayim, when Moshe complained in Parshas Shemos and said, Lo mahari oise lo mazeh, why did you deal badly with this nation? And Hashem answered, Atosira, now you will see what will happen to Paroi. However, what will happen to the 31 kings of Canaan, you will not witness. When Moshe thought that the Gzeru was nullified, that was the neder of Lochein lo saviu in Parshas Chukas. However, Moshe still had to daven to remove the decree of Atosira. Zok Rashi Lemar is saying, Ze echad mi gimel mekoymos. This is one of the three places Sha'oma Moshe lefnei hamokoyim that Moshe said to Hashem, Eini manichecho, I will not leave you at shetoydieni until you let it be known to me im tasa she'elosi im lab, if you will fulfill my request or not. He asked Hashem to please answer him if he will allow him to enter Eretz Yisrael. Where are the other two places? One is in Parshas Baal Yischa, where Moshe davened Kel no refono lo, that Miriam should be healed. And it says over there, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, Lamar, and Moshe davened to Hashem, Lamar, tell me if you will heal her. The other place is in Parshas Pinchas, where Moshe asked to choose a new leader for Klal Yisrael. He said, Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem, Lamar, Lamar, answer me if you will appoint a new leader. Although Rashi in Parshas Baal Yischa, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, lists a fourth instance, which is in Parshas Vo'era, Perik Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, where the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemar. Moshe asked Hashem if Klal Yisrael will be redeemed, and he said, lemar, please answer me if you will redeem Klal Yisrael. Why doesn't Rashi list this fourth instance like he does in Parshas Baal Yischa? Gur Aryeh answers that here Rashi is only listing situations in which Moshe asked for a response to a tefillah. Moshe davened and asked Hashem to answer his tefillah. Over here, for example, Moshe davened if he could enter Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Baal Yischa, Moshe davened for Miriam. And in Parshas Pinchas, Moshe davened for a new leader. The pasuk in Parshas Va'era was not a tefillah, but rather a request for information whether Klal Yisrael would be redeemed or not. That is why over here, Rashi only mentions three instances and not four. Zok Rashi Hashem Elokim. We learn from the two names of Hashem written in this pasuk, the Shem Adnus and the Shem Yudke Vavke, that Hashem is Rachum Bedin, He is merciful in Din. Even though He is the judge, He still has Rachmanus. Hatach Eloise Laharis Es Avdecha, you have begun to show your servant Pesach and opening Lias Oymer Umisbalel to stand and daven, and that tefillah helps. Afal Pishenig Zero Gzero, even though the decree was already decreed upon me. Omar Loi, Moshe said to Hashem, Mimechol lo manati, from you I have learnt, Shomartali, that you said to me, Va'ata hanichali, now leave me alone. V'chitoyv sayisi b'cho, was I holding on to you, that you said, leave me alone? El lefteach Pesach, you opened an opening, Shebi toli l'spalul aleihem, that it is dependent upon me to daven for Klal Yisrael. K'moykein ha'isi sovor, so too now, I thought also, lases achshav, to do now to daven. I learned from you that tefillah helps. Zok Rashi, as God l'cho your greatness, Zu midas tuvcha, this is the midah of your goodness, the yud gimel midah is harachamim. V'cheinu oimer, and so we find that the lashon of gedula is referring to the yud gimel midahs, because the pasuk says in Parsha Shalach, after the avera of the meraglim, where Moshe mentioned some of the yud gimel midahs, Moshe said, v'ato and now yigdal no koyach Hashem, let the strength of Hashem become great. In what way was the strength of Hashem becoming great? By practicing the yud gimel midahs harachamim. So we see that the lashon of gedula, yigdal, and gadlucha is referring to the midas tuvcha, the midah of Hashem's goodness. Ves yadcha and your hand, zu yemincha, this is your right hand, sheip shuta l'chol b'ya'ilam, that is open to all the people of the world for anybody to do tshuva. Like we say in slichas, yemincha pshuta l'kavel shavim, your right hand is open to accept anybody who wants to do tshuva. Hachazoko zograshi she'ata koivish berachamim, because you suppress with mercy es midas hadin hachazoko, the strong midas hadin. Asher mi el ein chadoyim lemelach basav adam, you are not similar to a human king she'yesh lo yoyatzin, because a human king has advisors v'san kantadrin and cabinet members hamemachim biyodoy kishiroitza lasis chesed v'laver almidoysav, who raise objections to him if he wants to do kindness and go against his midos. Ato, however, you Hashem, ein mi sheyimocha biyodcha, there is nobody who can stop you. Im timcholi usivat l'gedei roscha, if you want to be meichel me and nullify your gezeira. That is the drush in the pasuk. However, ulefip shutai, according to the simple meaning, the lashon ha-pasuk means, ata achiloisa laharis es avdecha, you have begun to show your servant milchem esichem va'oig, the war of Sichon Va'oig, Kirichsiv, like the pasuk says, Re'ei si hachiloisi teis lefonecho, I have begun to give before you Sichon and Oig. Hareini melchem eslamed alf melachim, since you have begun to show me Sichon Va'oig, I am asking you to show me now the war of the 31 kings. Zok Rashi Ebra no, Ein no el loshon bakasha. The word no over here means a loshon of request. Please let me cross over the Yarden. Sometimes the word no means now. Over here, the word no means please. And let me see, Hahor HaTov Hazeh, this good mountain, Zu Yerushalayim, this is Yerushalayim. Ba'alavonoim, the Lavonoim means, Zeh Beis HaMikdash, this is the Beis HaMikdash. Zok Rashi, Vayis'aber Hashem, Nismali Chema, he filled himself up with anger. Vayis'aber does not mean he became angry at himself, but rather he filled himself up with anger against me. It is interesting to note a similar Rashi in Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Over there it says Hishanof, and Rashi says Nismale Roiges. Also, he filled himself up with anger. We have to understand why Rashi over there uses a lashon of Roiges, and over here he uses a lashon of Chema. Zok Rashi Lemanchem Bishvilchem, Hashem got angry at me because of you. Atem Garantem Li, you caused Hashem to be angry at me. Vechenu Oimer, so the pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayaksifu Almei Meriva, and they angered Hashem by Mei Meriva, Vayera LeMoshe Ba'avuram, and Moshe suffered because of them. Rav Loch, you have davened enough, Shelo Yomru, in order that people should not say, Harav Kamakosha, how harsh is this Rebbe who does not listen to his Talmud, Va'Talmud Kamasarvon, and how persistent is this Talmud that does not take no for an answer, Umafsir, who keeps on pushing. Davar Acher, another pshat in Rav Loch is, Harbe Mizeh, a lot more than this, a lot more than entering Eretz Yisrael, Shamalacha is in store for you. Rav Toiv HaTzofenlach, a lot of good is set aside for you in Olam Haba. Ure'e Be'inecha, and see with your eyes, Bikashta Mimeni, you asked for me, Vo'era Es Oretz HaToiva, that I should see the good land, Ani Maralacha, I will show you not only the parts that you asked for, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, but rather Es Kula, I will show you the whole land, Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Vayareu Hashem es kol ha'oretz, and Hashem showed him the whole land. V'tzavis Yeshua, and command Yeshua, ala tirchois, v'ala masois, v'ala merivois, that Klal Yisrael is troublesome, they are burdening, and also people who make quarrels. And this is a borrowed term from the pasuk in Parshas Devarim that says that Klal Yisrael is torchachem u'masachem v'rivchem. V'chaskeu v'amseu b'dvarecho, and strengthen Yeshua with your words. Shalayerach libay, his heart should not become soft, loymar, by saying, Kishem shenenash Rebbe aleihem, just like my Rebbe Moshe was punished because of them and did not enter Eretz Yisrael, kach soifi le'onish aleihem, so too my end will also be to be punished because of Klal Yisrael and I won't enter Eretz Yisrael.
Mavticha ani, I am promising Yeshua, ki hu yavor, that he will go ahead of Klal Yisrael, v'hu yanchil, and he will cause them to inherit it. Ki hu yavor, im yavor lefnehem yincholu, if Yeshua goes before them, they will inherit the land. V'im lav lo yincholu, if he does not go ahead of them, they will not inherit the land. V'chinat ha-moitzi, and so we find, kishesholach min ha-om elo'ai, when Yeshua sent soldiers to Ai, v'hu yoshev, and he stayed back in the camp. Vayaku mehem anshei ha'ai, the people of Ai hit and destroyed Klal Yisrael. V'kiven shenofel ha'pono, and once Yeshua fell on his face, omar lo, Hashem said to him, kumloch. Although it is pronounced kumloch, kumloch siv, it is written kumloch without the vav, which means you have stood still. Atahu ha'emi b'mkoimcha, you are the one who stood in your place. U'mishaleich es bonai l'machoma, and you're sending my children to war. You should have gone ahead of them. Lomazat ha'noifel ha'ponecha, why are you falling on your face? Loikach omarti l'moshe rabcha, is this not what I told Moshe your Rebbe? Im hu over, if Yeshua goes ahead over him, then Klal Yisrael will be able to pass. Vim lav, however, if Yeshua does not go ahead, ain't over him, Klal Yisrael will not be able to pass. Zakrashi vaneshev bagai, and we stayed in the valley. Vinitzmaratem lavodizora, and we attached ourselves to lavodizora of Pa'or. Ba'afa pikein, however, still Hashem said, Viati Yisrael shema lachukim, Klal Yisrael, listen to the chukim. Va'kol mocholoch, and everything is forgiven to you. I forgive you for Baal Pa'or. Vani, however, I, lo zachisi limocholi, I did not merit that Hashem should forgive me. Zakrashi lo seisifu, you should not add to the mitzvahs, kigon chomesh parashiyos betfilin, someone who has 5 chapters in the tefillin instead of 4, chameshes minim belulav, 5 minim in the lulav instead of 4, v'chamesh tzitzios, and 5 strings on 1 corner instead of 4. V'chein lo sigru, and so too with the iser of you shall not subtract, you should not have 3 parashiyos in tefillin, 3 minim belulav, and 3 tzitzios. The Ramban adds that one is over Baal Tosif also by adding a day to a yontif. If, for example, he makes Pesach for 8 days instead of 7 days, and he does this with kavanah to be out to the mitzvah, he is over Baal Tosif. The flaw in his Sefer Ponim Yofos explains why Rashi did not give the example of the Ramban. In the Ramban's example, Baal Tosif is different than Baal Tigra, because by Baal Tosif, where he added an 8th day to the yontif, he was only over the lav of Baal Tosif by adding an extra day. However, during the first 7 days of yontif, he was mekayim the mitzvah completely. But concerning Baal Tigra, this is not so. If he only keeps 6 days of yontif, on that 7th day, he was over a lav and an aseh. He was over the lav of Baal Tigra, and also he was mevatel the aseh of keeping the 7th day of yontif. Rashi wanted to choose examples where the Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra are equal, both having a bitul aseh and a lav. If one wears a pair of tefillin with 3 parashiyos, Baal Tigra, or 5 parashiyos, Baal Tosif, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin at all. And not only was he over the lav of Baal Tosif or Baal Tigra, he was also mevatel the aseh of the mitzvah. So too if one takes 3 minim or 5 minim by lulav, or 3 tzitzios or 5 tzitzios, by all these cases, he was mevatel the actual mitzvah. In all of Rashi's cases, both by Baal Tosif and by Baal Tigra, he was over a lav and was mevatel the actual mitzvah. That is why Rashi did not choose the example of the Ramban.